With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump on Monday touted the success of the military as the U.S. enters its second week of strikes in Iran and amid soaring oil and gas prices as a result.
We could call it a tremendous success right now as we leave here. I could call it, or we could go further, and we're going to go further. But the big risk on that war has been over for 3 days. We wiped them out in the first 2 days.
But moments later, he hinted that the worst fighting could still be ahead as he threatened intensified action if Iran made any attempt to stop the globe's oil supply. There has been some pain at the pump, where gasoline prices have shot up 40 to 50 cents a gallon over the past week. Catherine Price Engelhardt at the gas pump in Morrisville, Pennsylvania, says she can't afford for prices to go up.
It was about $30 last week, and I stopped at 8 gallons or 9 gallons, no, 8 gallons, because I couldn't afford to fill up my tank. I'm on Social Security.
New York City police are investigating whether men who brought improvised explosive devices to a protest outside New York City's mayoral residence were inspired by ISIS. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
At this time, we do not have any information that connects this investigation to what's going on overseas in Iran.
A court complaint says two men who brought explosives to a protest outside New York City's mayoral mansion said they were inspired by the Islamic State extremist group. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 239 points. The Nasdaq rose 308. This is SRN News. Can a person be moral without God? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has been asking that question, and here in the United States, only 31% of respondents say no. A belief in the Almighty is necessary for an individual to behave morally. The vast majority of nations in Europe have percentages that are even lower. However, in mostly Muslim nations such as Indonesia and Turkey, the vast majority of people believe that a person must believe in God if they wish to be moral. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern is urging the Trump administration to address persecution of believers in sub-Saharan Africa. ICC has cheered the president for trying to curb persecution in Nigeria, but the organization wants to make sure other bad actors, including Ethiopia, don't slip off the radar. A new ICC report reveals that in nearly every corner of Ethiopia, Christians suffer violence. SRN News. A Texas tragedy is being litigated.
A Texas judge is ordering Camp Mystic to preserve damaged cabins and other parts of the grounds hit by last year's catastrophic flooding that swept away and killed 25 girls and two counselors. The order follows a lawsuit by the family of one of the victims, an 8-year-old whose body has never been recovered. Camp Mystic has been ordered to halt any construction or alterations after the family argued that any changes at the camp could destroy evidence needed for the lawsuit. Rich Thomason reporting.
Recent U.S. Census Bureau data show that Vermont had the lowest domestic migration the state has had in years between 2024 and 2025. Data shows that 726 more people left the state than came to it in that time period. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.